Podcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday evening, Survivor Wednesday. If you are tuning into AfterBuzzTV.com, you have come to the right place. This is the after show for season 31, Survivor Second Chances, episode 2, Survivor MacGyver. I'm your host, James Wallington, and we have a full house tonight in our studio. Ooh. Allow me to introduce you to the beautiful ladies to my left.
Hi. I thought you were going to introduce me. I was going to. I was just waiting to, like, blink of my eye. Hi, guys. I'm Marina Santos.
Hi, I'm Susanna Kim. Find me on Twitter at Susanna underscore Kim.
And I'm Paige Bonanno. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Paige Bonanno.
Well, yay. I'm excited. We have a full panel this evening. And episode 2, great episode. Overall thoughts, what did you guys think?
I had, like, a pit in my stomach the entire episode. And, like, especially at the end, I was, like, biting my nails. Like, oh, my God. Like,
a lot of drama.
I loved it.
Drama, yeah.
People talking behind each other's backs.
And to their faces.
And to their faces as well.
Yeah. We see the episode flip in a second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's break it down. This episode, we're going to do things a little bit differently than we did in the past. Mm-hmm. We're going to start off talking about the Bayonne tribe and kind of give a little update of what we saw this episode. Right off the bat, it seemed like it was the Survivor MacGyver show. It was all about Joe from Survivor Worlds Apart. Ladies, what do you think of the Bayonne tribe? And what do you think of Joe?
I love Joe.
I love Joe.
I think that's maybe just because Joe's sexy, but right. I mean, I do like him as a player, too.
No, right. he can do anything. Come on. He made hammocks for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would have taken a hammock.
I would have definitely taken a hammock.
Well, and Joe says he's like, I want to be the person that people not only want around, but they need around.
Exactly.
That they can't get rid of me because they need me. And as of right now, it seems like everybody does need Joe to be there.
Yeah, but on the other end of the spectrum, we did hear Steven say tonight that Joe is, like, the perfect type of player at the beginning of the game. And then he builds the shelters, he's contributing around camp, but then at the merge, you're just going to slit
his neck.
Just slit his neck,
yeah. Right.
You don't need him anymore.
That's true.
So it's kind of working to his disadvantage as well as his favor right now.
Yeah, it's kind of weird how in the show, you don't want to be the best player because then you instantly become a target. And
Exactly.
Right.
So I mean, Joe, he even made fire the first time, too. Yeah. He was like, hey, look at me.
Yeah. And Joe
dumb.
Yeah, play that. And Steven said that Joe's too good for his own self, and he's too much of the golden boy threat. Mm-hmm. And I think that we will see history repeat itself like we did on Survivor Worlds Apart, where Joe, eventually, it's just gonna...
They just don't need him anymore.
Yeah, it's just gonna be your downfall. You're just too likable.
Right. But until that happens, can we keep him on camera as long as possible?
As long as
just get as much
the
footage.
The amount of tweets I saw tonight on Twitter of just, like, women being like, oh my gosh, we need to keep Joe around. If Joe is coming time soon, I won't have a reason to watch this show anymore.
So Joe we might not be on this panel anymore if Joe goes home.
I'll watch it for Savage.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Well, speaking
of
Savage.
We got a lot of sexy guys.
We do. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Savage, he opened up a lot about his wife tonight and how they met
and
how they fell in love, and definitely was tugging on our heartstrings a little bit. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, Jeremy was kind of, you know, being brought back to, you know, like, my wife Val, she's pregnant back at home, but he doesn't want a lot of people on his tribe to know that.
I don't think anybody
because he would think it would be a threat. People might be like, oh, he has a pregnant wife at home, he's got to go. If he gets to the end, people are going to want him to win. So I think Savage... He's looking pretty good.
It's just a crazy game that you can't even say that your wife's pregnant because it's going to work against you. Mm-hmm. It's just nuts.
But I thought it was so smart that Savage just jumped on that opportunity when he saw, you know, he was like, hey, by the way, they're already talking about you, saying you're looking for the idol and, you know, throw
Steven
under the bus.
It also says
a
lot about, like, how perceptive of a player he is.
Yes.
Because immediately Steven was like, oh, gosh, he's going to look for the idol. Do you think he's looking for the idol? And getting all paranoid. And then Andrew's like, Steven's all about game, no emotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was like, you don't think that maybe he just got emotional because I was saying a story about my wife and he's thinking about his family? Like, Steven automatically thinks that it's about the idol and he doesn't have any emotion in the game.
And I think it shows a lot about the type of player Savage is. Mm-hmm. If he's going to keep up this very, like, perceptive, like, keen on people and their characteristics, mm-hmm. I think he could go really far mm-hmm. if he reads people like he did tonight with Jeremy. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very aware. The whole episode, he was really aware, actually.
Let's talk about Steven. Mm-hmm. I'm a little disappointed in him. I'm not going to lie.
He's acting really strange. Like a robot, like, oh.
He's more focused on the game than anything else.
Right.
And I understand that it is a second chance, so you're probably a little bit more eager to just, like, dive in and be more focused on the strategy and the game, but Steven's just kind of losing it for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nobody's liking him because of the way he is and how he's, like, talking. And, mm-hmm. and it's not like he's being smart about it, right? It's okay mm-hmm. if, like, in your mind, you're thinking these things. Like, if you thought in his mind, like, right. oh, maybe he's looking for the idol. No, but he's, like, telling people and, like, people are seeing this yeah. side of him that it's not going to help him.
Right. Exactly. I still feel like I want to see more of Steven, though, mm-hmm. like, go on. Because I feel like I can't really analyze him that well yet because I want to see more of him as we keep going forward.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as long as Bayonne doesn't lose, because we did hear Andrew, mm-hmm. or Savage, excuse me, tonight mm-hmm. say, hey, like, if it were up to me, his time out here is limited. Mm-hmm. So we might not see Steven leave that much more time very soon. Yeah. That could have been, like, a foreshadowing soundbite that's happening.
Yeah.
Building up totally. Steven's big demise of eliminated.
Yeah. I could see it. Yeah.
Another player on the Bayonne tribe that I think we should totally talk about this evening is Cass. We know her from Survivor Cagayan, mm-hmm. and she was known as Chaos Cass. That's her legacy on the show. But to see more of a softer side of Cass mm-hmm. was really refreshing. Mm-hmm. Tonight, one of the quotes that stuck out to me was, if they make me a better person and a better player, I'll take it. You need to have feelings in this game. Mm-hmm. If we're talking about her and Abby Maria, two villains obviously going into this season of the show, Abby's more focused on the growth, and Cass is just already growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Cass is doing a really great job at adapting and understanding that in this game, a lot of what's going to get you further in the competition is the personal relationships you build with the other people.
It seems like it's just, like, naturally happening for Cass, whereas Abby Maria's forcing it so much that she's just not growing because she's right. so, like, so into it and so focused on telling everybody that she's growing that she's not actually growing.
Yeah.
Whereas Cass is like, you know, I really feel like I have been growing, and she is.
Exactly.
Well, you know, people say, like, you don't have to tell people how good you are at something. If you're good, they know.
They'll see themselves.
And Abby is like, hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Right. You know, like, she's like,
what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm so nice now.
Totally negates that.
Oh, my God. And I think it just doesn't come across as genuine, and people can tell.
Oh, of course.
It doesn't seem genuine at all.
No.
0% of it.
Although now it seems to kind of be working for her, because they're like, hey, well, let me take you to the end since you're not going to win.
Exactly. Right. Well, it totally did work for her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with the Bayonne tribe, because they're not losing any challenges, we haven't really seen a lot of airtime with this mm-hmm. tribe. We know a lot of things that are going on. They seem to be, like, a really cohesive group, but because they're doing well, the focus in each episode is sort of shifted to Takeo.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Takeo, shall we?
Shall we?
Right off the bat, Jeff Varner, once again, is just a star to me.
Oh,
every interview he's in, I'm captivated by what he has to say.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
So he's killing it.
I just don't trust anything Jeff Varner says.
Really? He's a great actor.
Even when he talks to the audience. You
don't I like Jeff, but I don't trust anything he says now.
Yeah. Really? I think he's kind of genuine. I mean, he's hilarious.
But he's telling he has to do it to play the game, but, like, he's telling every single person a different thing. So it's just he's doing what he has to do to get far. Yeah.
I personally
just don't believe what he's saying now. Yeah.
Hey, fair enough. We did see when the tribe got back from tribal council after voting out Vetus, immediately Jeff starts talking about how I switched up the votes tonight.
At the last minute.
Turned on my old schoolers mm-hmm. because I need the old schoolers to wake up and realize this game has changed. This game has evolved. It's no longer 2001. It's time to wake up.
And he needs the new schoolers mm-hmm. to trust him.
And at first it's like, okay, Varner, you're getting a little too eager and anxious, but of course it's working out to his favor. All these different puzzle pieces are coming mm-hmm. together. And I'm like, wow, like, Varner's setting himself up really nicely mm-hmm. right now within that tribe. He already automatically sees Abby Maria as a potential vote mm-hmm. to pull closer. Just, mm-hmm. I think he's smart and totally...
Yeah.
he's just definitely in tune with what's going on around him.
He's definitely the best one in the show in terms of creating his own strategy to save his own ass.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's weird because at first it kind of seemed like he was just there having a good time, because that's what I thought last episode. And then this episode, he just hit the ground running. Yeah. Like, ever since Tribal Council, he's like, oh, this is how I want
to
play.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he's like coming to be the strongest person.
Yeah, he's already thinking about the end, so I love that.
And he's executing, right? He thinks about things and he makes them happen.
Exactly.
So, while still being likable. I mean, I think he's hilarious.
He's really funny today.
Well, he's executing it so well that he automatically pulled Terry aside the next morning and was like, let's talk, because Terry's obviously feeling at the bottom at this point.
Yes.
He's like, Jeff flipped on the vote. Yeah. He was supposed to be with us old schoolers. I don't know what happened. Jeff is reeling Terry back in and saying, hey, we got to wake up. Like, this game is completely different than the way we played it the first time around. And that's where Jeff, in his little interview, says, get off your ass and play this game. It's not 2001 anymore.
Yeah.
So he vocalized to Terry in that moment that he would like to see either Shireen or Spencer be the next one out, which is kind of setting up the story beautifully for this entire episode. But then we see Terry have that realization moment where he's like, yeah, Survivor's changed. I woke up. So Varner's doing a great job at executing this social game.
Puppet
because
master.
It's working out for him real nicely.
Real nicely. Yeah.
Someone that's not working out so nicely for is Abby Maria.
Oh my God.
Let's talk about her for a second.
For a second.
She clearly came into this season of Second Chance wanting to give it her all, prove that she has some growth in her. This is her second chance to prove that she can be likable.
She has to prove it. But did everybody get that? She has to prove it to everybody. Did we see that?
But it ain't working. No. Abby Maria, there's nothing about you that's growing at all. Mm-hmm. You're the same girl you were on Survivor Philippines. Mm-hmm. And as a fan, I just have a really hard time watching her.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I don't really find her all that entertaining because it's the same old story. There's nothing new or dynamic to Abby Maria as a player other than a complainer and confrontational, which makes great reality television. I praise her for that.
That's what
she's
I was going to say.
Creating drama.
Yes.
She makes me feel like I'm watching a different show almost.
But she's not a player. And that's why it's so frustrating for me as a fan. I've watched this for years since season one. I'm a super fan. That I'm just so mad that it's like, Abby Maria, you just suck at this game.
Yeah.
You suck. And I want her so badly to just be shaken up and be like, oh, wow. Like, I need to start playing this game and actually growing, because otherwise she's going to go home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm just, like, getting so
faded. She thinks that she's good at it, though.
Right. And that's she's not.
She's so unaware. She's great.
Yeah. Like, how are you so unaware of yourself?
She's like, I'm so happy that these people are finally realizing and getting joy out of me. I'm like,
no one's
getting joy out of you. They're playing you.
And she's making us look bad.
I was going to say, Marina is Brazilian. What is your take on Abby Maria? Can I ask, is it a cultural thing?
No, it is not. We're usually...
We heard it here, folks.
Usually, very friendly. Brazilians are very friendly, welcoming people. But she's half Brazilian, so maybe
that's why. The other half.
I don't know. I'm like disappointed. She's making us look bad.
Hey,
even I don't like watching her.
Yikes. So, Abby Maria, if you're watching this, just know from a loving place, I want to see more from you.
Yeah.
That is why I'm frustrated, because it's like, it's the same old story. You're playing the victim, and it gets old.
Mm-hmm.
It gets old.
Yeah.
So, showing, go talk about this growth, back to being Abby Maria in her old ways, she confronts PG on the beach, saying, I heard you. What are you guys talking about over here? And she's like, we're literally just talking about the shelter. Like, that's what Spencer came over here to ask me about.
Yeah.
And Maria's like, well, what's going on?
That's so awkward.
And PG's like, what?
Yeah, that was like, so weird.
That was weird. Chimney?
And then she's like, I just really, you know, want to continue this friendship. And PG's like, what?
Yeah,
what are you talking about? Like... It made no sense.
No.
It made no sense.
It was so awkward.
It was super awkward.
Yeah, poor Spencer's just kind of sitting in the middle of that, like...
Yeah.
Well, the drama with Abby Maria continues. I mean, granted, she's getting her airtime. She's obviously doing something right. But it continues so much where her own alliance members, the technical, like, new school alliance, is laughing about Shireen. Because they're like, oh my gosh, you know, Shireen's like, I was trying to have a conversation with PG over in the bushes, and Abby Maria pops up saying, like, I can hear you guys, I can hear you guys.
She popped up out of nowhere. I was like, where did this girl go from?
And I can't imagine living with that in a survival situation where obviously you're uncomfortable, and then you have Abby Maria in the mix, and it's just like, yikes.
I can
like,
hear you, but...
Let me breathe.
Yeah.
Let me breathe. And Abby Maria just trying to stir the pot, so it obviously sets... mm-hmm. Shireen to want to go talk to everyone in the shelter and say, Abby Maria, she's driving me insane.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, so, you know, she comes up and confronts the two of them, but, like, she attacks PG and doesn't really say anything to Shireen, as if Shireen's not even talking about her, when they're both talking about her behind her back. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So... I don't know. I mean, I know that she didn't really like PG from the beginning, but she just attacked her and didn't say anything to Shireen about it.
And
at the
I
time.
Love how Shireen kind
of. And she just got out of the situation. Like, she just left. And that was like, her demise in the end. So it was her leaving right there was like her demise in the end, you know?
But then we did have one moment where I was like, oh, I actually feel sorry for Abby Maria right now.
When she's on the beach crying by
herself. It was the one quote that really stuck out to me and resonated in me was, I thought Shireen would have my back. Mm-hmm. I wanted to work with her because. She felt so alone on her season that I just thought that we could connect on that level. So in that moment, I was like, oh, I actually feel sorry for everybody. I just don't think she gets it. I just don't think she understands how to interact with people. She's not good with social cues. She's not good with just biting her tongue.
Right.
Doesn't understand the consequences of her behavior.
Yeah. Because she says things like, oh, I just want to be annoying, you know? And she goes, like, messes things up. Like, that she, you know, interrupted the guys when they were talking on the beach. And she's like, oh, should I go over there and just see what they're talking about? And she's like, yeah, I'm just going to be annoying. And she goes up and just, you know, mixes it up for no reason. Yeah. And then she's surprised that no one likes her. So it's so hard to really empathize with that.
Yeah.
It's not out wine, out annoying, out bitch. It's literally out when I play at last. Don't get me wrong, but...
out bitch.
But it seems like she kind of put herself in a good position unwillingly and unknowingly because Terry Dietz completely sees an opportunity there to go to the beach and connect with her, not on a game level, but on a human level.
Because he said, he's like, I could relate to her. She's a human that's upset. Mm-hmm. It's everybody else is thinking about it strategy-wise and as a game, and she's crying on the beach by herself. So, like, he was, his father, presence. Yeah, his fatherly instincts really got brought out there.
And I believe that, too. Like,
good job, Terry.
Afterwards, once he started talking a little more strategy, I was like, did he do that on purpose? But no, it seemed pretty genuine when he went over to console her.
And then I think after a while, it was like,
then I'm
going to
keep consoling her.
Wait.
Consoling her, yeah.
Opportunity.
Yeah. Which is great, because I think, obviously,
it worked out for him.
Terry's and her. This is what Varner was talking about all along. Mm-hmm. So... great work, old schoolers. It seems like things are working out in your favor.
Yeah, Varner really lit that fire there.
Varner, right?
Yes, because the next morning, Varner and Abby Maria were on the beach talking about let's form an alliance. Abby Maria is obviously complaining about her alliance turning on her and laughing at her and whatever. Mm-hmm. And Jeff's all like, hey, let's work together. Let's seize this opportunity. And
I just love how he was like touching her shoulder. He was like,
yeah. And I love how he was like, you know, who needs food when you have Abby Maria?
She's delicious.
And he's like, we literally have our own version of a Brazilian soap opera.
Yeah.
So good. His little one-liners. But one thing that Spencer brings up about Abby Maria is that she's a permanent liability to any alliance, any gameplay whatsoever. She's just extra body weight to lug around.
He literally compared her to cancer.
Yeah.
No.
Yikes. Doesn't get much worse than that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Takeo. You're a hot mess, but I love it.
They're a hot mess.
I love watching you guys.
They're a hot mess.
To me, right now, they're the stars of the show.
Oh, yeah.
They totally. Have star quality more so than Bayon.
Yeah. Bayon's just having a good time.
A good old time.
Good old time.
Just camping out.
Before we move on to the last half of this episode, I just want to remind everyone out there who's watching this to give us 5 stars, rate, comment, and subscribe to AfterBuzz TV. If you like what you see, let us know. If there's something we should change or work on, let us know, because we really thrive off our fan interactions and opinions. So please keep it coming and make sure to follow us on social media every week. To keep up to date with what we're doing.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk about the immunity challenge.
Okay.
So this is a really fun immunity challenge. A lot of things happened. And there's a lot of, I guess, innuendos that Jeff kept saying. And I was like,
that could be
taken the wrong way. if that little sound bite was spliced
into something
else. I feel
like he always does that. Like, Varner bringing down a heavy load here.
Yeah, he always wants to pick on the last person or the person who's having a hard time. He's always got to point it out.
And like, Barter, fault! You can't get up!
He loves
it. That was a rough one. There's a lot of skin on that one.
Yeah.
And I just love how when he talks, it's very paused.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, da, da, da.
Yeah. He's been doing this for a long time.
You know. Yeah.
It's so funny.
Well, immediately in this challenge, the first thing that stuck out to me was when Bayonne was asked who's sitting out for this tribe, Sierra was very vocal in the fact that, hey, I'm not feeling well. I need to sit out. And you could really see it on her face. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something's just not right with Sierra.
She looked like sick.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's maybe setting up an episode to come, if this sickness or illness that Sierra is feeling is ultimately going to be her downfall, and she's going to be voted out as a considered weak member.
We just need to see more of Bayonne in general. Like, we haven't seen anything of Monica, anything of Sierra. We don't know what's going on with them.
Right.
Yeah, poor Monica. Monica.
Only Joe.
So Sierra sits out for Bayonne, and just like last episode in that immunity challenge, Takeo like hits the ground running, and like they seem like they're working really well together. They're really strong. They're communicating. They're listening to one another. And then when it's like the last second of the challenge, when the pressure's really on, they completely drop the ball.
Yeah.
And Bayonne finds a way to come out on top, because I really thought tonight for
behind.
A second Takeo was going to win. I was like, thank God, I'm ready to see some strategy and where the alliances are on Bayonne. But no.
Yeah.
Last
losing
second.
It.
Yeah. I mean, it looked like, because they finished the puzzle first, but I think they kind of just flipped the two images. So they finished first.
Right.
It just wasn't right.
Yeah.
Not right. Well, they had to switch out people more than once.
Yeah.
We have in the challenge, originally it was PG and Kelly Wentworth doing the puzzle, but then Kelly switches out for Spencer. PG switches out for Shireen. So it's Spencer and Shireen, the two people that are at the bottom of their tribe.
Yeah.
Like Jeff said, they blew it. It's
Shireen was panicking.
Because their fate was in their hands and they lost it for our tribe. I loved what Jeff said.
Had it's fate so in their own hands and they lost it.
So because they just couldn't get that puzzle right.
It ruined their whole puzzle from now on.
They are being sent to tribal council yet again.
But
I liked that opposed to last week when we had the tribe go straight to tribal council.
Yes.
There wasn't a lot of scrambling. It was back to normal.
Yeah,
thank you, Survivor. But there's a lot of scrambling going on.
Oh, who's Shireen was so
Shireen
stressed.
But it was so funny because Shireen did not have any idea that she was going to be even
Zero.
A target, let alone this early in the game.
Right. Yeah.
We see Kelly talking about how she finds herself in an alliance that she doesn't want to necessarily work with, being the old school alliance. But Kelly, obviously not wanting to be in the minorities, like, this is an opportunity I got to float with.
Yeah, smart.
So she's playing all angles, which
I love, too, how she, like, they go up to Wu, and he's like, you know what? You guys have not talked to me one other time, except now to try to, like, use me to vote for you. And he's like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Well, I love that from Wu.
So straightforward.
Well, it's because Shireen approached Abby Maria, and there was, like, this awkward, like, silence of them walking down the beach together.
Oh,
I'm like, what are they going to do, go frolic in the jungle? Like, why are they walking together? But Shireen wanted to apologize to Abby Maria for not sticking up for her in the moment of everyone laughing at Abby Maria.
Right.
And Abby Maria was like, I don't play that.
I don't play that. You're only apologizing. Well, she knew. You're only apologizing to me now. Like, to get me.
Yeah,
it's too late. Like, don't come now.
And that's when Abby Maria spills the beans to Shireen. Ugh. Hey, they're thinking about getting rid of your Spencer tonight. And Shireen's face is like, trying so hard to convince Abby and Maria, come back to my side.
Please help me.
Right. Which up until that point, she was kind of like, okay, I apologize. Is this, are we cool?
Yeah,
are we cool? She was like, because that's all I'm giving you.
Yeah.
And the second Shireen flipped, she's like, oh, okay. I mean, Abby flipped.
Yeah.
And that's when Shireen goes a little cray cray, pulls Spencer aside, lets Spencer know that they're on the chopping block. That's when they pull Wu aside.
And
Wu's like, yo, we've been playing this game for what, 6 days? And neither of you have sat down with me to talk game whatsoever, which I find interesting because Spencer and Wu were on Survivor Cagayan together.
True.
So I was like, I didn't, you know, we haven't really seen much of a relationship from them from being on the same season.
Right.
But Shireen did present a really strong case to Wu that's like, hey, if you're going to continue working with the old schoolers, that's great. But you have to realize when the merge happens, you're outnumbered by the old schoolers and you're a challenge threat.
Yeah.
So Shireen made a really strong
but
case.
But he still stuck to what he's. He still stuck to his thoughts, and he did what he had to do.
Yeah, I respect him for that.
Yeah, he's strong.
It's hard to say no to people. Like,
exactly.
Right, especially when they're like being that, you know, on you.
He's like, absolutely not.
Exactly.
Like, and I feel like having people like you gets you farther in the game than just playing strategy and allies, you know? It's like,
well,
it's
that's right at the beginning. We saw that, like, right away, they're like, Spencer and Trina are playing too much of the game, like, way too much, right from the get go.
The new school way.
Yeah.
But now when there's a balance of old school versus new school, you gotta find a balance.
Yeah.
Right.
Gotta find a balance.
Can't scheme too hard.
Yeah.
Well, when the realization and the reality start to, like, set in for Spencer and Shireen, Shireen's like, I'm going to have to vote for Spencer. I don't want to vote for Spencer, but if that's the only other person being talked about, it's what I got to do. And then poor Spencer like, was, like, so emotionally bent over this. Yeah. He was like,
she's the one person I wanted to play with.
And I have to vote her out now. And I can't. That's sad.
They both were so sad voting for each other, and they were like, they knew what they had to do.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Gotta play the game.
Gotta play the game.
Which leads us to Tribal Council. Yet again, an entertaining one, to say
the
least.
Oh my god, I literally had a pit in my stomach. I was like, where do I go?
So Jeff already starts asking Varner all the questions, because Varner's just a straight shooter. He's gonna tell it as it is. And then Jeff brings up to Shireen, like, hey, like, after what everyone's saying, you know, you enjoyed your first time around. And she's like, I didn't enjoy my first time around, and now I feel like I'm in the same position I was in my original season. Shireen.
Yeah, Shireen. When she said that, everyone else is like, really? You're not going to appreciate this?
I mean, you're not enjoying yourself? Then why are you back for a second chance?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, I understand, like, you feel a little defeated. I get that. It's obviously a human reaction, but still.
Yeah, because they said everybody else, like, has the amnesia. Like, they don't have fun, but then they come and they go home and they're like, oh, it was so much fun. Like, we need to go back. And then they're like, wait, it wasn't fun the first time.
And then Shireen gets kind of owned by Jeff when Jeff was saying, so Shireen, last season, you said it very clearly that Mike came to save you when you needed someone the most. Abby Maria now on the flip side is saying that Terry came to her when she needs someone to save her the most. And Shireen, like, what? You dropped the ball there.
Yeah.
So Abby Maria, again, back in the same place, like, she's kind of just...
She's sitting
doing it.
She's sitting pretty right now.
Yeah. She's feeling good.
And then, of course, Jeff asks, so, like, did you guys narrow the vote down tonight? And Varner's like, yep. We narrowed down to one of the two, Shireen or Spencer.
Yeah, and Spencer's like, we don't need to talk in codes here. Like, we know that it's either me or Shireen, so.
And we see Shireen not really giving any sort of plea or case as to why she should stay over Spencer. Like, Spencer acted in that moment and was like, look, I've have flaws, and I obviously started off this game the same way I did in Survivor Kagayan. I want a chance.
And he named every single one of them and said, hey, listen. And I feel like that helped him a little bit.
Yeah, that was a big move. He totally appealed to their feelings.
Whereas Shireen was like, well, if I don't go home, it's going to be a third chance for me. That's a once-in-a-lifetime. I was like, that's kind of good speech. Like, no one wants to give you a once-in-a-lifetime chance.
Right. When she was talking, they showed that little, like, shot of Woo. His face was like, really?
Yeah.
Like, that's all you're going to say?
I freaking love Woo.
So genuine.
Yeah.
So I think she just kind of threw in the towel. That's what it came off to me like.
Exactly.
Shireen just like, eh, dads are against me.
Well,
whatever.
Yeah. Which just made it easier for everyone else.
But the vote was so close that I was really like, I already knew what happened, but had I not known what happened?
I didn't know what happened. That's why I was like literally like biting my nails. I was like freaking out. I was like, oh my God.
Who do you guys think we're going to go home?
I thought it was going to be Shireen. Like, I mean, just as it was happening, I was like, it's got to be Shireen. And we saw like the literal like, relief wash over Spencer's face when he didn't get voted out.
So grateful. Crazy.
Did you guys think that Shireen was going to
vote, or
do you think Spencer?
I think he's a stronger link out of the two. So I thought he was going to go out because of that. But then when he gave that speech.
Yeah. I don't know. I had a feeling it was going to be Shireen. I just had a feeling.
I'm just glad it's not Spencer. He's on my Survivor fantasy team.
Yeah, so now we're both down one.
So. And I have Abby Marie. Great.
We'll see. But she got a lot of screen time.
But you got both the hot old guys. You got Savage and you got Terry D.
I like my old man.
So the final vote tribal council was 5 votes for Shireen, 4 votes for Spencer. And I think the logic by splitting it was just in case one of them had a hidden immunity idol, then the other one would go home. So of course, brilliant gameplay. Of course, we talked a little bit just now about our Survivor Fantasy League. If you guys don't know already, before the show even started, we assessed the cast and did a little bit of like a fantasy draft. Kind of like, you know, if you do fantasy football. Well, we did it for Survivor because we're that big of fans. So on our teams, it looks like Marina, and Paige have both lost a member.
I hate that X through their face. Like, it just makes me so
love
mad.
It. James goes, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. For dramatic
I have Steven too. Eve Marie and Steven. I have the crazy ones.
Yeah.
Hey, but you have the two good looking older guys.
Yeah,
Savage.
I'm happy. Savage is in my team.
My team might be pretty weak right now, honestly.
I don't think your team is necessarily weak. We just haven't seen a lot of them as players yet.
Yeah, that's true.
They haven't gotten enough screen time to say that they're weak. Yeah. So. Jeremy, I don't think, is weak by any means. I think Jeremy's a front runner for me with the Bayonne tribe. So I think Jeremy's in a good place. PG's kind of on the fence because it seems like her name has been brought up a lot in the drama.
Yeah, we haven't seen anything of Tasha, Maria. Really.
Mm-hmm. Tasha, yeah, and Wu. Wu's,
he's kind of keeping himself right now.
Yeah. So I don't think you have a weak
team. Okay, thanks, James. Thank you.
But yeah, Marina.
Poor Biden.
Marina. Shireen and Abby Maria. Yikes.
I know. I didn't expect
that. Well, I feel like Abby Maria is not going to do as bad as we...
I think she's going to go far.
At first, the first two, like, even at the beginning of this episode, I was like, she's gone. But, like, now I feel like, honestly, she's doing a good job.
People are going to keep playing her in a way.
Exactly.
Keeping her around, dragging her here, do this.
Right.
And
she's like, you're like a little freaking puppet.
And, I mean, and she's gonna do it, right? She wants to stay in, and she's like, these people like me. I'm gonna keep doing it. I'm gonna do what they want.
Mm-hmm. And that's why Varner completely sees that as an opportunity. Like, hey, if no one wants to play with Abby Maria, I will, because that's a vote
in my
pocket. So he's got the right thing down with that. Susanna, how do you feel with your team now after two episodes?
It's hard to say because we haven't really seen much of them, except for all the, you know, Joga and Jojo MacGyver. We haven't really seen any of them. Maybe a little bit of Kelly last episode, but I'm still waiting to see. But, I mean, that makes me feel safe at least.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we'll see.
How do you feel with your team, James?
I mean, not to brag, but I feel like I have a team of stars.
Yeah, we haven't seen much of Kimmy, but
I have a pretty star-studded team of Spencer, Kelly, and Jeff. Poor Monica, has she really spoken much?
Literally
not at all. Yeah. And then Kimmy, we saw a little bit last episode, so I don't know. I don't hate my team by any means.
I don't hate it.
They're all really likable, actually.
Yeah.
For now.
For now.
The gloves will come off eventually. But that's our fantasy team, you guys. We are playing on fantasizer.com, FANTAZR. There's no ER.
R.
So just the ZR.
One R.
Fantasizer.com. I'm a part of three leagues, which is kind of embarrassing.
What are the other one? Wow. Amazing Race.
Well, for Survivor, I'm in three.
Oh my God.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Because John Carroll from Survivor Marquesas started it on Fantasizer and invited me to two, and I was like, ah, fine, I'll play both. So I'm playing both.
Do you have five players on each?
No, there's more players actually on each league. So I have like three on one, two on
the
other.
Do you have the same people?
No. I have Vetus on one of mine.
You do?
I did.
Oh my God.
So I'm already down a member. But I'm feeling pretty confident about Team James first.
What's the winner going to get?
Oh,
can we like do something?
Wow, that's a good question.
So if you guys want to play along and start a fantasy team of your own, make sure to head over to fantasizer.com, get your friends, your family, your coworkers, anyone who's a Survivor fan in general, and play along because it makes this season a lot more fun too. Mm-hmm. It just adds to the fun and the entertainment.
Let us know what our end prize should be.
Yeah,
yes.
Let us know.
Some suggestions.
Yes.
Let's do some predictions.
Okay.
And talk about what we think is going to happen next episode.
Okay.
And now, you're after
who wants to start?
Well, we saw a little bit that they're going to be splitting the tribes to three.
Which I'm really excited about. I think that's going to be awesome.
Mixing it up.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that's going to be a big deal.
The three tribes will be Bayonne, Takeo, and the new tribe is Ingor.
Ingor?
So it's going to be like a gold or a yellow type tribe. You can buy the buff on CBS.com.
Gold.
That's how I know.
Oh my God.
Little plug there.
Yeah. So now that we know the tribes are getting split into three, which I love because it completely puts an end to any sort of pre-existing alliances before coming into the game, which we know if you do your research on the show, which, you know, as fans, that's what we do. There was a lot of pre-existing relationships going into this season. So it kind of prevents that from happening. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to see everyone be like, now I gotta scramble.
Now we gotta scramble. Yeah, they're all gonna be scrambling next week.
Fresh start.
So what do you guys think is gonna happen? And who do you think is gonna go home, if you had to guess?
Well, I don't think Eve Marie is going home anymore.
No.
I think Sierra might be in a little bit of trouble.
Just because she was sick.
But, yeah, I mean.
I think it'll be Sierra.
Yeah. That'll go home?
Yes. Yeah. We haven't seen much from her, and then this one episode, it was just like, I'm sick, I really don't feel well, and you can just see it on her.
Yeah, yeah. She looked really
that I can only imagine the next episode, her just, it kind of catching up to her, and everyone being like,
not being very helpful, and like...
Because they didn't show any of that either, so I'm sure they're just holding on to that.
So I'm worried. So I'm worried about...
What else do you guys think?
I don't know. I wonder if the tribes will become even in the sense of three guys and three girls per tribe. Mm. Now that we have Vidas and Shireen out, takes a guy and a girl out, it could be even that way. Or if it'll be like maybe one tribe will end up all girls if it's a random draw. Who knows? It'll be interesting to see how the cards fall with the new tribes.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah. That'll be interesting.
I don't know. I kind of would like to see Steven go, even though he's in my team.
Yeah. I don't know.
You just want to get him out of there.
I just enjoy watching him.
And Steven or like Sierra.
I have faith that Steven will be more entertaining to watch as the episodes go on. It's just right now I'm just a little disappointed.
Yeah. I need to see more of him, honestly.
I want to talk about some of the comments in the live chat now that I finally got it loaded. Vincent W2. I acknowledge the fact that we do have last season's logo in our background, so thank you for pointing that out to us. It'll be changed next week. And last but not least, I give some shout-outs right now to Plurum B, Elok Cole, Sheena123, Phil the Issues Guy, CMJ329, Bart J. Braswell, who else? Matt G. We have a lot of chat going on. Joseph Boza is a great guy. He follows me on my Amazing Race After Show, too. So, Joseph, you're awesome. And, everyone's talking. Oh, Joseph goes, what's wrong with Monica? There's nothing wrong with Monica.
No, she just isn't.
She's just like.
We just haven't seen
her. She literally hasn't just been on the show. Yeah. And we haven't seen her talk at all.
And then Joseph goes, imagine if Spencer got sent home. How would James act? I would have been. I would have been real mad.
Yeah. Okay. Real pissed.
So I want to bring, it's not really like news or gossip or anything of that nature, but I found online the other day, like a Survivor drinking game.
Oh, yes.
That this fan put together, and it was like all the different faces of all the Survivor contestants, and then underneath it was like a rule for that contestant. I don't know if there's a graphic for it, if we have it or not, but anyway, we should start playing along, and everyone at home should start playing along too.
Oh, they're funny. Like, so funny. Anytime Cass talks about her legacy, anytime Monica speaks, drink.
Every time Wiggleworth lets her tribe down.
Anytime Keith has no idea what's going on. It's all the time.
It's too good and so perfect and accurate that we just need to play along. So I will be tweeting this beautiful picture out to everyone. So if you want to go to @JamesWallington, you can get the rule sheet that way.
All right.
Well, that kind of wraps up Survivor MacGyver episode 2.
Survivor MacGyver.
Survivor MacGyver. Paige, where can they find you on social media?
Okay. Well, you guys can find me on social media @PaigeBonanno.
And you can find me on Twitter @Susanna_Kim and on Instagram @SusannaKim.
Marina?
You can find me on social media @MarinaSantosFit.
And you can find me on Twitter @JamesWallington, on Instagram @James.Wallington, and my YouTube channel, Where's Wallington. And last but not least, if you're a fan of reality television like The Amazing Race, Survivor, or Big Brother for that matter, I participated in a little web series called Big Sister this summer, and we've been launching episodes on YouTube. You can go to Big Sister TV on Twitter to follow along and see how well I do in the competition.
Nice.
Yes.
Awesome.
We will be back next week at 8 o'clock watching here, and then going live at 9 o'clock. So we'll see you next Wednesday evening.
Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.